This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Bill de Blasio exit stage left in the presidential race. An hour ago, he told MSNBC that he did all he could in this primary election, but this was not his time, so he's dropping out. Walking away with advice for the remaining Democratic candidates, of which there are 19.
We don't have to worry about lack of unity. We do need to worry about lack of passion. Mm-hmm. If Democrats don't stand for something, do not assume people will come out and vote if they're not inspired.
President Trump mocked the news, tweeting part-time mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who was polling at a solid zero but had tremendous room for growth, has shockingly dropped out of the presidential race. The president tweets this morning that NYC is devastated. He's coming home.
Rich Lamb reports now live on the Newsline with some thoughts about the Bill de Blasio campaign. Rich?
Well, you know, the mayor started this campaign for the Democratic nomination very late. Some would say he dithered in making his decision to get into the race. But, you know, you look back, and in 2013, he was the unexpected mayor. He was elected. He came out of nowhere and got the mayoralty. So I think that one thing in de Blasio's mind was he thought a little white cloud was following him around, and every once in a while a bolt of lightning would come down and strike him, and he thought maybe that was going to happen in this case too. But even though you're in the political big leagues being elected mayor of New York, when you get into a national contest, it kind of makes it look like AAA, if you will. But you know, he's never lost an election, never lost an election, and he can still say that. Now, he didn't get this nomination. That wasn't an election. But I think that was in his mind, too, that every time he's gotten in, he's won. Didn't happen this time.
You know, you wonder, though, a lot of people lining up to be the next mayor of New York City, talk about the Speaker of the City Council among them. You wonder, though, if this race that he has ended, though, maybe cost him politically in some way, and that it's more difficult now as he comes back as the mayor of New York City, maybe to get things done. Is he seen as a kind of a lame duck at this point?
Well, you know, he's term limited anyway, but the bottom line is that, the other day when the speaker was asked whether the mayor should get out of the presidential race, he kind of slid down behind the podium like he didn't want to answer the question. So, yeah, it may have cost, it definitely cost de Blasio politically to get in and then not to get the nomination. But he was in a crowded field of progressives, and, it was hard for him to define himself that way. His message just did not resonate.
Thank you, Rich Lamb. And we hear from CBS's political analyst Ed O'Keefe on who is left. He did the count for us because we really weren't sure.
Right.
And if you'll bear with me, I'm going to go through the names. You ready?
Okay.
Steyer, Sestak, Bullock, Bennett, Biden, Buttigieg, Ryan, Messam, O'Rourke, Sanders, Klobuchar, Warren, Booker, Williamson, Gabbard, Harris, Castro, Yang, Delaney. And those are your choices now.
More than 1 million students in New York City public schools can cut class for climate today if they have a note from mom and dad, and many of them may go. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
Organizers began to arrive hours before dawn for the noon rally and march to Battery Park. There will also be protests today in Brooklyn. Climate strikes around the world have brought out millions. And Shiv Sowen, an NYU student, one of the lead organizers in New York, says world leaders are paying attention.
We're seeing a lot of progress, but at the same time, we're seeing a lot of issues still happening here, right here in the United States especially. So we are cautiously optimistic about what we're doing, and we won't stop fighting until we get what we need.
High schoolers will need a permission slip to skip classes today. Younger students will need to be checked out of school and accompanied by a guardian. The Department of Education is not allowing teachers to bring their students here, saying it would violate rules ensuring a politically neutral learning environment. In Foley Square, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank goodness.
On a 43-degree morning in Basking Ridge, 55 West Haberstraw, 58 in Manhattan. Sunshine today. It's warming up to a high of 75 to 80. Tonight, clear, not as cool. Temperatures in the 50s in some of the burbs. And then for tomorrow and for Sunday, a great weekend, sunny and warmer. Temperatures low to middle 80s, 70s at the beaches.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.